Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today I'm reading a card from the Heal Yourself reading cards, right? And it's called Letting Go. The situation has served its purpose. You are being challenged to change your point of view and recognize that this particular relationship has run its course. Although you might find it afraid to let go, the universe has a new opportunity for you, which will allow you to experience the kind of passion and satisfaction that you've always dreamed of. Saying goodbye is never easy, and can make you feel like you're a failure. But you must not allow yourself to be persuaded by other people or your own doubts to keep holding on. Focus on opening your heart to a new opportunity. Leave the baggage of the past mistakes behind you. It is important that during the letting go process, you are gentle with yourself. Allow yourself some time alone. Write, meditate, paint, sing, dance. Do whatever you can to heal and let go of the pain that is holding you back. Recognize that your spirit is beckoning you to grow. All right, so that is pretty much just get over it. I mean, that's pretty much what that card says. And is it easy? No. I mean, letting go, right, happens in time. It does not happen at the drop of a hat. Sometimes, yes, it does. When something has run its course and inside you are like, I can't do this anymore. This is over. Let it go. Done. And you don't care about it anymore, right? But there are other circumstances which you haven't quite processed. It's not that you're avoiding them or anything. It's just because you are not ready to move on to the next phase of your life. Because maybe sometimes you just want to understand what's happened more so you don't repeat this circle. So you can fester on it and think of all of the different scenarios and how it could have ended up. So rather than just be like, right, let go. It's that easy. Let's just move on. My soul knows what it's doing. I mean, yeah, trust yourself. It's true. But also trust yourself that healing doesn't happen in an instant. It happens over a period of time, and that time frame is sometimes it's up to you, but then sometimes it's not. It's just because when you feel that you're over something, something will come along and remind you of I'm talking about relationships here, by the way, just so you know, will remind you that you haven't actually let go of this scenario, right? So when it comes to, what else can you let go of? Well, I mean, what you can let go of, I don't know. It's about relationships, right? Letting go of things. Now, relationships don't necessarily have to be between two people. They can be between you and smoking. They can be between you and eating. They can be between you and your career. Maybe you're in a job which you think, I can't survive without this job, but it's actually doing me more mental and physical harm than I'm getting. Than I need, you know. There are loads of things which we have relationships with, our health, our diet, the way that we treat ourselves, the way we treat others. And sometimes we do need to just reevaluate before we decide, before we make decisions to give up, right? So this letting go card, yes, is straight to the point, you know, just get rid of it. Soul knows what it's doing. Universe will provide for you. Doesn't always happen at once, right? But as long as you know that and you have that faith that, you know, yes, maybe there is a bigger plan for me. Yes, I can trust in myself. As long as you know that, then you can start your healing process of whatever it is you need to heal and be like, well, okay, so I'm not over this yet, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to in the future. I mean, I'm ready to sort of start processing this, you see? So go with things at your own pace. And remember, every single circumstance is going to be different. And just, you don't make these sort of relationships between, oh, well, I gave up smoking, so this way, so my diet is going to be that much better. You need to heal your relationships with these kind of things. They will happen at different times, you see. And that was just an example of smoking and the eating. But, you know, alcohol and things like this, things will happen when you are ready to admit them, understand them, and take control of them. It doesn't happen just like that, drop of a hat or whatever it's called. Sometimes it does, but not always. So be nice to yourself. All right, bye.